can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
And welcome to the Friday edition, October 5th, 2012 edition of Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. This is Chris Steiner, your host, guest host today for Wayne Walton, who will be back on Monday. And when Wayne returns, he will have Ellen Hodgson Brown, and she is the author of Web of Debt. Her website is webofdebt.com. She's also the author of several natural health books, which you can find at ellenbrown.com. And today we'll be talking a lot about health and anything that you'd like anything that resonates with you, anything that you consider important, whether it's health, politics, technology, history, law, little known or suppressed information. You can reach us toll-free at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And if you'd like to try the new chat room for Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, you can check it out at clearwaterhours.com. Scroll down, and in the red lettering, you'll see new Mountain Hours Evolution Radio chat. So if you have any feedback for me and your fellow listeners, you can join in there, and I'll read whatever you have to type or any links you have, and might share it online on the air here, and you can type in videos, links to videos, or type in anything that you consider important. It's not only cathartic, it can be habit-forming. So please join us there if you're online at clearwaterhours.com, and scroll down. It's in the red lettering. It says New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat. Well, let's see. What kind of health issues will I be talking about today? I'll be talking about colostrum. Colostrum is something that many people have heard about, but really don't know a whole lot about, and all the amazing clinical studies that cover all the diseases and conditions that it can be helpful for remedying. We'll also be talking a little bit about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. What is in Beyond Tangy Tangerine? Yeah, there's been a lot of criticism of it for some of the metals in it, and we're not going to be focusing on that so much, even though that is a great concern. But there are other ingredients of it that are, I would say, inedible. everybody needs to be warned of that. And there are better supplements out there. I'm not recommending any particular supplement. But it's just amazing, some of the low-quality ingredients, including genetically modified foods that, according to Dr. Joel Wallach, as I'll reference, I got a chance to call him on Power Hour on the June 21st, 2012 show, and he did admit that there are two ingredients, citric acid and maltodextrin, that are from GMO sources. And you can check out the Power Hours archives if you'd like to double-check that information, the June 21st, 2012 show. And it's astonishing that such an admission was made, but it needs to be explained. And there's also the question on his last appearance this past week, where a caller, listener to the show on the Power Hour, asked about Xanthan gum, whether that's GMO, and he said he would check into that. So that's inconclusive right now, but we'll go into that and other important information.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own... money, which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, they said he was a righteous man. So the people invite this man to make newer policies. The same to support righteous men. Why did the people invite these men to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, October 5th, 2012 edition on Friday, and you can reach us toll free at 877-488-5350. This is Chris Steiner, a guest hosting until the end of today, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Wayne Walton will be rejoining you as your regular host on Monday. And as I was mentioning before the break, we're talking about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's a product that is being sold through a line called Youngevity. And I see a lot of talk show hosts are picking up on it and becoming part of that marketing system. I don't have any kind of a problem with direct marketing, but I do have many issues that we're going to take a lot of time here to cover on the product itself. One of the main criticisms that I hear about Beyond Tangy Tangerine are the several metals and heavy metals, and we're not going to focus on that so much, but I'll just mention that that is often explained as being bound in the plant-derived mineral powders being bound with with the ancient lake seabed plant minerals, things like aluminum, arsenic, nickel, mercury, lead, barium, beryllium, bromine, cadmium, cesium, cerium, cobalt, fluorine, gallium, germanium. Germanium is a good mineral if it's in the proper form. Continuing, indium, I should have really made a list here. I'm just scanning the label here. And the point is that a lot of strontium, there's another one that raises my caution, and there's thallium, thorium, tin, titanium, tungsten, zirconium, and these are all minerals that I would not be consuming, but the explanation is that because excuse that I don't know whether it's true or not, I can't find adequate studies, but the explanation for these being in the product in the formulation is that they're bound to the minerals, and so they're not going to be uptaken by the body, and makes me concerned, though, because, you know, how would the beneficial minerals on this list be absorbed and not the detrimental minerals, most of which I just read to you? So now that we have that out of the way, that one issue out of the way, there are several other issues that I have with this product, and starting with the fact that, well, if there are all these plant-derived minerals in the product, why does it contain many pharmaceutical-grade forms of minerals and vitamins and amino acids? If the pharmaceutical forms are inferior, why not use the plant-derived form exclusively? I cannot find anyone to answer that question. I'd like somebody to call me up if you have the answers to these questions or any of the other issues I have here that I'll be raising. Call in here toll-free at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And I need to also mention you can listen through your phone at 302-781-8264. That's 302-781-8264 and 970-817-5881. Again, 970-817-5881. And join us if you're online in the chat room. Go to clearwaterhours.com and scroll down to the red lettering that says New Mountain Hours Evolution Radio Chat. Now, continuing with my critique of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, they have listed natural ingredients, which could mean MSG, could mean aspartame, or any number of things, but I don't believe anybody should trust any hidden ingredients. And when I called Dr. Joel Wallach on the June 21st, 2012 show of the Power Hour, I asked him, what are these natural ingredients? And he said that it includes things like potassium sorbate. Potassium sorbate, he said, is a source of potassium. Well, that's strange that it would be listed under natural flavors. I understand that sorbitol is a sugar alcohol, Dr. Joel Wallach said that it was a source of potassium. Of course, that would be a minuscule source, but potassium is listed on the label. And it's listed as potassium gluconate and citrate, 100 milligrams. So I just thought that's a very strange way to conceal a source of potassium. And the next point I have was that, as I mentioned, citric acid and maltodextrin, I asked him whether they were genetically modified organisms, and he answered that they are GMO because it's difficult to get non-GMO alternatives. Now, this excuse is completely unacceptable, as both of these ingredients are unnecessary flavoring ingredients. Citric acid gives it its natural tart flavor, and maltodextrin is derived from corn. It's a sweetener, and there are other options that are available that we don't need to use. We don't need to resort to genetically modified organisms to obtain the same results. Now, there is naturally derived citric acid, and if a formula or ingredients listing has citric acid listed as naturally derived, then it is not from fungal excrement. That's how citric acid otherwise is derived, and it'll say that it's naturally derived if it's from citrus. Otherwise, it'll be this, if it's a citric acid on the ingredients list, it is from a laboratory fungal excrement, and that fungus is potentially GMO, which is why I asked the question, and he did concede it is from GMO on the June 21st, 2012 edition of the Power Hour. And you can check out the archives for that. I had several other questions that I did not get to, but those were the primary ones. Although listed on the formulation for Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a synthetic form of vitamin E, which is E-alpha-tocopherol acetate. Now, this confuses me because synthetic form of vitamin E is either EL-tocopherol acetate or EL-tocopheryl acetate, where the tocopheryl ends in YL instead of OL. Now, acetate indicates that it is derived from the petroleum product acetone or acetylene gas. It is the least expensive and the least effective form of vitamin E, but also prevents activity of natural vitamin E forms. Also, I've heard, let me pass that point by for the moment. Also listed is on the ingredients for Beyond Tangy Tangerine is aspartic acid that some people fault, and it is sometimes problematic in a non-essential amino acid. It's a non-essential amino acid, but people equate that as being part of aspartame or NutraSweet, and I don't believe that's a valid criticism. The only problem with aspartic acid is that it can be sometimes problematic if it's taken individually and in high doses. Next, the label for Beyond Tangy Tangerine shows that it contains the amino acid L-phenylalanine. Now, because it has this listed, the label should also have the warning to the effect of warning contains phenylketonuria. Often certain people will have a problem with L-phenylalanine, and so that warning is quite important. The next point is that chromium is listed as amino acid chelate. Now, other doctors like Sherry Rogers, from whom I've learned the information that an amino acid should not be hidden, or the chelate with which an amino acid is hidden The amino acid with which the mineral with which it is bound should not be hidden under as a amino acid chelate, as you often see with nutritional bars, which are all I can't find any good nutritional bar that has completely good ingredients, or pet food, and they'll hide the mineral with which, or the amino acid with which the mineral is bound, by simply saying amino acid chelate. And as Betty Rogers has provided the research, Dr. Sherry Rogers has provided the research that shows that if there's certain amino acid chelates that can be harmful. So again, the label should not hide the name of the amino acid with which chromium is bound. Now, for chromium for sustained energy, I prefer GTF chromium, which stands for glucose tolerance factor, because it provides me with the greatest sustained energy throughout the day, followed by the clinical research indicates that chromium colony or chromium polynicotinate are also very good forms. But I myself anecdotally, would recommend GTF Chromium because I like the energy it gives. We'll pick up on this subject right after the break, so please stay tuned to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Well, thank you, Mr. former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. This is Chris Steiner guest hosting today for Wayne Walton on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Now, we seem to have our Skype connection next while hopefully be coming in a little more loud and clear. Picking up before the break, I was mentioning some of the ingredients of very suspicious nature in Beyond Tangy Tangerine, like the amino acid chelated for chromium, the mineral chromium, which is great mineral to take from energy. I do say, but because of the amino acid chelate is not listed, it's unlikely to be any of these clinically proven forms that is GTF chromium, which stands for glucose tolerance factor, or chromium colony, or chromium polynate. Okay, looks like we're going to have to go back to the phone. Sorry about the delay here. Let me touch you here at RBN. And we'll switch right back over. Give me just a couple seconds. Okay. I'm back on the air now. Yeah. Okay. And
now, unless it's listed, unless the citric acid is listed, as I mentioned, this that it's a naturally derived citric acid. Just one point I need to reemphasize is that it's the excrement of a fungus, and it's often a GMO fungus. Let me see further going down here on the beyond tangy tangerine for the plant-derived mineral powder. For a while, that was not listed. All the minerals were not listed, and that's also a great concern that because of labeling laws, they were required to go back and re-implement the listing of all the minerals. It used to be listed for a time as only 300 milligrams plant-derived mineral powder. Now, going down the label here, you see dimethylglycine is listed, but it's spelled dimethylglycine. They left out the first L. That's just a little bit shoddy words to me to see that the label has some spelling errors. Also has a instead of selenomethionine, which I'm sure they meant to put, they put selenomethione. So they left out a few letters there. And they also have a selenium is listed as chelated with the amino acid L-methionine. And that is a good form of selenium, although there is a far superior form with clinical studies to back it up called SEMSC. And that stands for L-SE-methylselenocysteine. The superior form, as far as I can tell from my research, of selenium is L-SE-methylselenocysteine, or SEMSC. And going down the label a little further here, we see on Longevity's pollen burst product, it's a flower pollen, and they discourage the use, that is Longevity on their website, discourages the use of bee pollen, which is found in Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but they discourage bee pollen because they claim that there's a risk of contamination, which may be very valid, but if that's true, why would they use it in Beyond Tangy Tangerine? And I have not tried pollen burst, but I do take bee pollen every day, and I have for years. For lack of any evidence, I continue to do so. I take a big swallow of bee pollen every morning for its bee complex vitamins of approximately 15% protein. Gives great instant energy. Some people don't like how much energy it gives them. A lot of jitteriness, they say, causes, but I have never found that symptom. And there's several other properties to bee pollen, but I still encourage the use of other beehive products like raw honey, propolis, and royal jelly. For more information on that, there's a great book that covers all the beehive products entitled Royden Brown's Beehive Product Bible. That's Royden Brown's Beehive Product Bible. And it'd be great to start an apiary for just that purpose, to be able to collect at least raw honey and bee pollen, which are the two lowest forms in terms of nutrition, raw honey and then followed by bee pollen, followed by propolis, and finally royal jelly is the most nutritious and, of course, most expensive beehive product that's sold in health food stores. Royal jelly is what the queen bee is fed, and she gets to live about 15 years. Now, thiamin on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine label is listed as vitamin D, when it should be listed as vitamin B1. Vitamin B is very vague, shouldn't be listed that way, I don't think, because there are B-complex vitamins, and they all work together, they all should be taken together. If you're going to supplement with a B vitamin, you should be taking it with all the other B vitamins. We'll have more on Beyond Tangy Tangerine critique in just a moment after this break. The words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
Yes, we do go our own way because we know it's, and we do shine the light on what we know is right. And that's the purpose here of Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. A lot of very seemingly unorthodox information, but it's because we like to do our own research. And I'm really just astonished at all the problems as I've been covering here with the Beyond Tanky Tangerine. And it's not the usual critique or criticisms that you'll hear. I'm really concerned because I see many friends who are buying it or considering buying it, and it seems like they're dismayed that I've destroyed their favorite superhero because I'm pointing out so many different things from my long research into so many different health products over the time, over my lifetime, and fortunately my mother, being a nurse practitioner, got me into a lot of this when I was young. George Pearson and Sandy Shaw and Prevention, you know, their books, and Prevention Magazine and several other sources. And, of course, now we have the Internet to do a lot more research without having to go buy books, buy so many books. But I'm really looking to help others find the best products at the at the best value. And I just, I myself would not ever consume beyond any tangerine, even if it were free. And I wouldn't say, if somebody gave it to me, I wouldn't have to say, I'm sorry, you know, this is, I wouldn't even give this to my cat or any pet. And it's really, it discourages me that, you know, people are so invested in the personality who promotes these products, or the several personalities who promote the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. As I was mentioning before the break, I left off talking about how vitamin B is listed, and it's just a list of thiamine is vitamin D1, so that's what I assume is indicated when vitamin D is listed, but there are B complex vitamins. Also, there's listed on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine's label, menatetranone. Menatetranone is listed as vitamin K. Vitamin K is what's on the label, but what they mean is menatetranone, and that should be listed as a vitamin K2, to be specific. So that's apparently a typographical error, as is where it reads vitamin A in parentheses, palmitate, comma, beta-carotene, end parentheses. And that's listed, but palmitate likely refers to retinyl palmitate, which, again, ought to be specified. For those who believe in supplementation and detoxification measures, go to an alternative, a complementary, integrative doctor, medical doctor. You can locate one through a great website called acamnet.org. That's A, B as in cat, A, M as in Mary, N, E, T as in network, .org. That's acamnet.org, and you can have your doctor order for you a nutritional blood analysis and toxicity test of your blood, hair, and nails to determine your long-term exposure to any toxins. So once you're on a supplementation and detoxification regimen and you want to find out how effective it is, then go get yourself tested, and you'll have a good idea of where you can go. Back in 2008, I had a nutritional blood analysis and found that even with all the 35-plus supplements that I take, and I still take today, that I was a little bit low on my vitamin D3, and I had been, I was worshiping the sun for over 3 hours a day. I know that's unhealthy, but I was out in the sun for 3 hours a day for 3 or 4 days before I had my blood drawn, in addition to riding my bike around a lot. In my shorts, and just trying to soak up as much sun as I could to see how well my body could convert the sunlight into vitamin D3. Plus, I was supplementing 1,000 international units per day of vitamin D3, and I still came up, according to the blood test and the nutritional blood analysis, a little bit below par. So now I take 2,000 IUs per day, and I was also a little bit below par on my essential fatty acids. So instead of just taking an average size swallow of hemp seed oil every day, organic, of course, I now take a larger swallow of organic hemp seed oil every day. Not everybody is able to convert the omega-6s to omega-3s, so not everyone. Hemp seed oil is not a viable option for everybody, but there are other oils out there. It's really difficult to find a good fish oil, but one can go to the Weston A. Price Foundation's website at westonaprice.org, and they recommend some great products of fermented cod liver oil. There are also vegan options like barrage oil and evening primrose oil. But again, get yourself tested if you've been supplementing for a short time and see how your body is able to absorb them. Like most multivitamins I've encountered, the dosages of many of the supplements in Beyond Tangy Tangerine are suboptimal. So we must additionally supplement things like magnesium, good absorbable forms of citrate, gliconate, gluconate, or malate. You don't want to, or you want to avoid magnesium oxide, which is not very well absorbed. And take at least 500 milligrams a day of magnesium. I take 500 milligrams a day of magnesium citrate in powder form, and I notice that I'm not as calm or peaceful as when I forget to take my magnesium. For copper, you want to take at least 2 milligrams a day. Vitamin D3, as I mentioned, I'm taking 2,000 international units a day. Some say take 5,000 IUs a day. Some say take more, especially if you have a condition like a multiple sclerosis or you're trying to boost your immune system. There's so many things that vitamin D3 is good for. I wish I had the time to go over. Natural vitamin E is what you want to take in the form of mixed tocopherols, or even better, mixed tocotrienols. And if you're going to take the mixed tocopherols, you would want to take at least 800 international units a day. I'm going down the list here. I mentioned the selenium. You want to take SEMSC. That's SEMSC stands for L-S-E, methylselenocysteine. And that is the most superior form of selenium that I can find. Now, I don't doubt that many people do benefit from Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but many ingredients, as I have explained, are undoubtedly harmful. And I benefit, I know, from taking nutritional bars when I didn't know better. I felt a lot more energy and vim and vigor, and I shouldn't be taking a lot of the, I wouldn't want to take a lot of the ingredients that are nutritional bars. Now I take, as I mentioned, over 35 supplements daily, and most of them are from SwansonVitamins.com, so I can certainly find superior products available with no known drawbacks. And further, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine label's typographical errors further evince a lack of effort in or capability of formulating a decent product. So I really want to warn everyone about all the different objections that I have. Let's see, I'll go on, further down the list. We have vitamin B12, which is in the form of cyanocobalamin. There are superior forms of vitamin B12. Methylcobalamin is better, but the best form is dibencoside, also known as adenosyl cobalamin. And I've been reading some research that theorizes that those last two taken together would be the best option because the methylcobalamin form of B12 can donate methyl bonds, and taking that with the dibencoside, aka adenosyl cobalamin, are preferable. Also listed on Beyond Tangy Tangerine's label is coenzyme Q10, which is likely ubiquinone form because it is not listed as ubiquinol, which is preferable as it is 8 times better absorbed. So they're using a cheap form of Coke Q10, apparently. I can't tell. I have not contacted their customer service haven't made the time to do that yet. If anybody is aware of what the CoQ10 or has any objections to anything I have to say here about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, any clarifications, please give me a call. And the number toll-free is 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. Let's see, going down the list here, I think I've covered everything. I am concerned though about, of course, the common criticism, as I already did mention, of these various minerals in the plant-derived mineral formula, things like chlorine or bromine or fluorine, which are endocrine disruptors and thyroid disruptors, and if you're taking enough iodine, preferably in the form of potassium iodide, or even better, potassium iodate, then you can prevent your thyroid from uptaking these halogens, which are, again, fluorine, bromine, and fluorine. You know, you should also mention that you shouldn't, should avoid swimming in pools that use fluorine or bromine. It's hard to find, but technology. There are new technologies out there like infrared water treatment or ozonation for pools these days that are at least as effective and much cheaper and actually beneficial rather than harmful, like, as I mentioned, chlorine or bromine that people use to kill the algae in their pool. Also, does the aluminum hydroxide, arsenic, barium, beryllium, cadmium, cesium, chromium, which the form is not specified, so it's possibly harmful if it's a hexavalent form of chromium in beyond tangy tangerine, lead, mercury, nickel, palladium, selenium, again, the form is not specified, so I don't know whether it's harmful, thallium, thorium, tin, titanium, tungsten. Those are the common criticisms you may have heard in the past. So that's my summary. That's my critique on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And now I'm going to move over to colostrum, talk about the great benefits of colostrum. And what is colostrum? Colostrum is the pre-milk fluid that all mammals put out, all mothers, mammal mothers put out within the first 24 to 48 hours after they give birth. And it's full of growth factors and immune factors, live antibodies, and these are all protected from the stomach acids by transferase, and they get to cross the blood-brain barrier. It's amazing all the different properties. I would love to get into all the different items in colostrum, but suffice it to say, I've been supplementing with great benefits, great energy I found from colostrum. And it's bovine colostrum, which means it's from cows. Now, some people say, well, you want to avoid these recombinant bovine growth hormone, synthetic growth hormones that they pump into the cows. So that's true. So you want to avoid U.S.-sourced. I've tried it one time by accident. I didn't think about it and forgot. It occurred to me that I tasted it, it didn't taste nearly as good as the New Zealand colostrum with which I was accustomed. And these books that I've read about colostrum recommend New Zealand source because they claim to be from a more pristine environment and pasture fed. So that tasted a lot. That always tastes a lot sweeter for me, and I've been sticking with the New Zealand colostrum since. Now all the diseases and conditions that I've made a list here of are from two different books. The first is Colostrum, Life's First Food, The Ultimate Anti-Aging, Weight Loss, and Immune Supplement by Daniel G. Clark, M.D., and K. Wyatt, third printing, February 98. I see that they do have a newer edition, so I'm going to have to find that. And the second book is Colostrum, Nature's Gift to the Immune System by Beth M. Lay, spelled L-E-Y, first edition, April 1997, and I need to get a new copy of that as well. But where this title mentions that it's nature's gift to the immune system, what they mean is that it's an immune modulator. So those who have an underactive immune system, colostrum is clinically shown to improve, boost the immune system. And for those with autoimmune disorders, it downregulates and stops a lot of autoimmune disorders. Now, here's the list I've compiled from these two books of all the diseases and conditions for which colostrum has been shown effective. Most of these are from other countries, and going back decades, it's amazing that all this research has been available for many decades, but the colostrum hasn't been on the market here in America until about 1994, I believe, is the year that I discovered it, started taking it. Starting out now with a list that colostrum has been clinically shown according to all the references of clinical studies cited in those books. We have Addison's disease, AIDS and HIV. And the mechanism for AIDS is that the T helper cells are killed. Allergies, acne, alcoholism, anemia, both pernicious and hemolytic anemia. And pernicious is where antibodies to the gastric parietal cells and vitamin B12 are helped, and absorption is improved. And hemolytic anemia is where the red blood cells and antibodies are destroyed. Also, colostrum has been shown helpful for arthritis, forms of arthritis like chronic, juvenile, and rheumatoid, asthma, autism, bolus, pamphagoid, and we'll pick up with this list in just a moment here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, so please stay tuned.
False flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leak stolen nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
The objective here is to not live in pain and fear, and if we can live in health and comfort, that's the ideal. So that's why we're talking a lot about health information today here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio I'm your guest host, Chris Steiner, today, and Wayne Walton will be back on Monday with guest Ellen Hodgson-Brown. She is the author of Web of Debt. Her website for the book is webofdebt.com, and she's also the author of several other books, natural health books, at ellenbrown.com. Again, that's webofdebt.com and ellenbrown.com. You can call in toll-free today, please do, at 877-488-5350. If you have any issue that resonates with you, any political, historical, health, technology, current events, law, any suppressed or little-known information that you think the world ought to know, call on in at the toll-free number, 877-488-5350, and we'll get you right up and on the air. Also, if you'd like to order the new album, titled Jubilee, from the Wandering Monks, you can do so for $15 plus shipping and handling. Email Wayne Walton at wayne@mtnhours.com, which stands for Mountain Hours. That's wayne@mtnhours.com for more information. It's a brand new DVD, and also check out the Wandering Monks on their Facebook page. Or pages. They actually have two Facebook pages. See if I can pull those up right quick here. I'm not sure if I have. Yes, I do have that information. That would be facebook.com/wanderingmonks and facebook.com/wanderingmonksmusic, and see what they're up to. Receive instant updates from the Wandering Monks, who do a lot of the great bumper music for the show. We're talking before the break about all the different diseases and conditions that, for which colostrum is clinically shown to help. And before I forget, I want to mention it's great to have on hand, especially if somebody has an autoimmune problem or an immune problem. Often a side effect of vaccinations due to the adjuvants which hyperstimulate one's immune system are cytotoxic fever or hemorrhagic fever, cytokine storm, where there's a great deal of inflammation. So those are conditions that colostrum has been clinically shown to be helpful for. And for vegans, it is not vegan, but I would say just have it on hand and get over your fear for your phobia, because this is one supplement you don't want to be without. Keep it in your refrigerator to preserve the live beneficial bacteria, and they do survive the stomach gut, as I mentioned, because there's a component in colostrum called transferase that allows the colostrum to survive the stomach acids. Now, I forgot to mention also that bovine colostrum is identical to human colostrum, except for one molecule, which the stomach acid, the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, does break in half and makes it identical to human colostrum. But the benefit of bovine colostrum is that, number one, if you're not the Queen of England and you can't afford human colostrum, that's one thing. But even still, bovine colostrum is preferable because it's higher, it's far higher in growth factors and immune factors than human colostrum, because baby humans get most of their nutrition before they're born, and baby cows, calves get most of their nutrition after they're born. I think I confused the two there. Humans get most of it before they're born, and